Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker's latest effort to expand testing for COVID-19 is drawing criticism in western Massachusetts. Eight municipalities where new free testing sites will be set up under Baker's Stop the Spread plan are all located in eastern or central Massachusetts, with the closest one to Springfield, almost 70 miles away. This has raised concern from public health officials and drawn criticism from state legislators who represent the region. State Senator Eric Lesser, a Democrat from Longmeadow, said it is, quote, inexcusable and just defies common sense that you would not have a single site west of Interstate 495, end quote. Similar concerns about regional disparities were raised early on in the pandemic over testing the homeless. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said Monday he's complained to the Baker administration about being left out of the latest testing plan.
They know that we want more testing out here in Western Mass, and I'm sure that they'll move forward to make that come about.
Four Springfield City Councilors have filed a resolution calling for the state to set up additional free testing sites in Western Massachusetts. The eight municipalities were picked for the program because all have positive test rates for COVID-19 that far exceed the state's average, and the number of people being tested has been falling, according to the Baker administration. When asked last week about a lack of testing sites in Western Massachusetts, the Republican governor said adjustments could be made if circumstances warrant. Western Massachusetts saw a surge in COVID-19 cases that peaked in early April. Since May, the number of new daily cases has remained low. But with the virus raging out of control in other parts of the country and with concerns that it will spread new infections to Massachusetts, more testing is imperative, according to the City of Springfield's Health and Human Services Commissioner, Helen Colton Harris.
If the Commonwealth can stand up testing sites in other parts of the state, they certainly can do that same service in Western Massachusetts, and currently that is not the case. I want to thank the legislators and the mayor who continue to advocate for testing sites, and it is critically important that we are able to test asymptomatic individuals.
Demand for testing is increasing as hospitals screen more patients for elective surgeries, long-term care facilities test residents and staff, large employers look to test their workers prior to reopening, and people planning to travel want to get tested. At the same time, there's a shortage of testing supplies, said Dr. Sarah Hessler, an infectious disease specialist at Bay State Medical Center.
This is a national problem. It's not unique to Bay State or Mercy or any other hospital or health system in Massachusetts. It is a national supply issue, and there are shortages of multiple things.
Hessler says some manufacturers have put purchasing limits on supplies. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.